Now, this is the verse we're going to look at now for just a few moments. Listen. Therefore the Lord himself shall give you a sign. Behold, a virgin shall conceive and bear a son, shall call his name Emmanuel. Now, this chapter, by reason of this verse, has become one of the most controversial chapters in Scripture. And unbelievers have quite naturally discounted it, and they've sought desperately but in vain for a loophole to reject the virgin birth. The battle has been waged about the meaning of the Hebrew word here for a virgin. It's the Hebrew word Alma, and it's translated virgin. But the very interesting thing is that in the Revised Standard Version, which first came out, it was translated young woman at first, and virgin is put as a note. It should have been reversed, of course. And it was an argument that had to do with what is the meaning of the word Alma, and the insistence was that all it meant was actually just a young woman. And it is true that there are places where it is translated young woman and not translated virgin. But you can be sure of one thing. It always means virgin. And I'd like to illustrate that. I'm going to turn to the 24th chapter of the book of Genesis. And at verse 43 here, and I'd like for you to notice this verse because this, by the way, is a point in question. And here in verse 43, I read this. And this, by the way, and I should give the background here. This was when Abraham's servant went down to get a bride for Isaac. And now he's giving his story of how he's come to that land, and he has now met Rebekah. And in verse 43, "Behold, I stand by the well of water. And it shall come to pass that when the virgin cometh forth to draw water, and I say to her, give me, I pray thee, a little water of thy pitcher to drink." Well, it's certainly understood what the kind of a bride now that this man wants for his master's son, Isaac. Well, let me drop back now to verse 16 in this chapter. Notice what is said there. "And the damsel was very fair to look upon, a virgin." Now, that's a different word. Could be translated by young woman. "Neither had any man known her." So you see, it's protected. I don't think that anyone could misunderstand what's being said here, that regardless even of the word, but when the word Alma is used here, it has to do with a virgin, and it means no man had known her. I sometimes wonder about the liberal who says the Bible does not teach the virgin birth. It used to be a very prominent preacher in Los Angeles here that denied it and said the Bible didn't teach it. Always felt like calling him up and asking him if his papa had talked to him when he was a boy about the birds and the bees. He needed a talk on that. My friend, this is clear. Now, you can deny the virgin birth, but you can't deny that Isaiah and Matthew are making it very clear that they are talking about the virgin birth. And so this word here is a word, I think, that makes it very clear that it means not only an unmarried woman. Now, a very fine Hebrew scholar in the East told me this several years ago. He said the problem, and this was at the time of this revised translation, and by the way, I've noticed that some of the later editions of the Revised Standard Version have changed it back to virgin. I guess that the heat was on them, and some of them at least have changed it back. But the old editions, of course, is not changed. And they attempted to make a change that's not there at all. But it's well for us to note this. And I think the thing that is conclusive is the fact that when this is quoted over in the Gospel of Matthew, that the Greek word there, there's no controversy about it. It is the Greek word Parthenos. The Parthenon, the ruins in Athens, that was to the Greek goddess Athena. And believe me, the Greeks emphasize the fact she was a virgin. And there's been no controversy about that. And this is the way the Holy Spirit interpreted it in the Greek, you see. So that when it is quoted over here, and the angel that appeared to Joseph made it very clear. And I think I should turn over and read that section now. Verse 18 of Matthew 1. Now the birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. In other words, this is the way it happened. Because he's made a very strange thing. He said, so-and-so begat so-and-so, and Jacob begat Joseph, the husband of Mary, of whom was born Jesus, he's called Christ. Well, something's been changed. Joseph is not the father. That's what's being claimed here. Now, he's going to tell you, this is the way it happened. When as his mother Mary was a spouse, she was engaged to Joseph, before they came together. That's obvious that Joseph was not the father. She was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Then Joseph, her husband, being a just man and not willing to make her a public example, was minded to put her away privately. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary thy wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. That's the angel's testimony. And she shall bring forth a son. Thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Now all this was done, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken of the Lord by the prophet, saying, Behold, a virgin shall be with child, and shall bring forth a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. Now, this word here, behold, a virgin shall be with child, is the Greek word Parthenos. Now, the Holy Spirit chose this word because he had given the word Alma to Isaiah, and Alma means virgin. Now, this Hebrew scholar said this to me. He said, it is possible for a man to have three daughters. And somebody asked him, how many daughters you have? He says, I have three daughters. Two are married, and one is a girl at home. Now, if you would raise some question about when he used that word girl, what he meant, you'd say, well, you certainly don't mean a virgin. I think he'd hit you in the nose, friend, because that's what he means. And this scholar said to me, these liberals do not have the feel of the language. That's a very interesting thing, by the way. So that it's quite clear. But the thing here that to me is the most amazing thing of all is this. He was never called Emmanuel. It says here, they shall call his name Emmanuel. And you can't find any place in the Gospels where he was called Emmanuel, and Emmanuel means God with us. Oh, you say they called him Jesus. That's right. And he's going to save his people from their sins. But, friends, he can't save people from their sin unless he is Emmanuel, God with us. So every time you call him Jesus, whether you like it or not, you're saying God with us. Because Jesus means he's going to save people from their sins, and he can't save people from their sins unless he is Emmanuel. So the very liberal that says Jesus today is saying he's a Savior. He saved his people from their sins, and that means he's Emmanuel, God with us, for no man, just being a man, could have done that. How wonderful this is. Oh, on this day, he's Emmanuel. He's God with us today, and God for us, and the God who has saved us today, because we have a Savior, born of a virgin. How important that is.